happening locally. The news.
And it is time for us to take our Friday morning look. In fact, our last look for this week, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Department of Epidemiology at the Ministry of Health reported on Thursday 3 new deaths in the last 24 hours due to COVID-19. In addition, they updated 2 deaths from previous dates, giving us a cumulative total of 8,364, leaving us with a lethality remaining at the national level at 0.9%. According to the Ministry of Health, they registered 1,624 new cases. 11,720 tests were applied and the positivity percentage came back of 13.9%. Active cases in Panama, they total 15,780, of which 15,560 are in isolation and 220 are hospitalized. Those who are in isolation are divided into 15,549 in their residences and 11 in the so-called hospital hotels. On the other hand, those hospitalized are 186 in the wards and 34 in the intensive care units. While food is beginning to get scarce at national markets, this Thursday the dialogue table between the government and agricultural producers and transporters was resumed, who request agreements on the adjustment or to the freezing of fuel prices. Diego Lara, an agricultural producer from the Highlands area, confirmed that they will participate in the meeting that's going to take place or was taking place at the headquarters of the Chiriquí government. Lara indicated that producers and carriers from other regions of the country joined the meeting. He stressed that the first thing they are looking for is that they give an answer in relation to the price of fuel. Lara recalled that in the first conversation with government representatives held last Saturday, the Minister of Agricultural Development, Augusto Valderrama, withdrew with the proposal to lower the price of fuel. He said that it was feasible, that it could be done, but on Tuesday it came out that it couldn't. It came out with some bonuses. We don't want them to continue with the lies. They are worn out. We and the population too, he added. Spokesperson Lara said that in the event that the proposal presented at the table is satisfactory, they will carry out a consultation with the basis of what they are not offering. If we accept them, we will immediately carry out the packaging and mobilization of the products which would arrive at dawn tomorrow, or today, which will be Friday, in the country's capital. This Thursday marks 5 days now since the stoppage began. More than 20 quintals of products have not been moved to the capital as reported. The high-level commission of the national government is led by the Deputy Minister of Agricultural Development, Carlos Arrignoni. Well, on the afternoon of yesterday, the government and agricultural producers and transporters who requested an adjustment or freezing of the price of fuel managed to sign an agreement. Carlo Rignoni, Deputy Minister of Agricultural Development, explained that the pact consists of granting economic relief to carriers and transport agricultural products from Chiriquí to the capital. Pickup vehicles with $250 per month, light equipment, that's C2, with $665, medium equipment, C2 and C3, with $817, heavy equipment, C4, with $1,077, and articulated equipment of more than 20 tons, with $1,526 benefit. It's to avoid rising food costs, they said. Once the agreements were signed, the transport of agricultural cargo to the Merca Panama in the city was resumed. At 10:50 a.m., dump truck drivers partially opened the road to Tocumen. Due to this closure, an increase in passengers was reported on lines 1 and 2 of the Panama Metro and roadblocks on the Domingo Diaz and Transísmica roads. Earlier, a large traffic congestion was reported, which began at dawn on Thursday, June the 30th, in the eastern sector of the District of Panama. After this, dump truck drivers blocked the access to the South Corridor in Tocumen, which caused long lines of vehicles to form along the entire Domingo Diaz Road. Many people were also forced to walk long distances to reach their destinations. It was reported that the action of these dump truck drivers is in support of agricultural cargo and international cargo carriers in the province of Chiriquí, who are demanding greater actions in the face of rising fuel prices. José María Quintero, spokesperson for the dump trucks, stated that they are asking for a freeze on fuel prices, not only for carriers, but for the entire population in general. The Electoral Court confirmed the decision of the Third Administrative Electoral Court to call new partial elections for the selection of the Executive Secretary of the Youth of the Realizing Goals, the RM Party. This Thursday, the 30th of June, an edict was published in which the plenary session of the Tribunal Electoral, under the presentation of Judge Alfredo Juncker, resolved the appeal filed by Rafael Rodriguez Cortes before the decision to call partial elections for the RM Youth Secretariat. The operative part states that the resolution of the 20th of June of this year, issued by the Third Administrative Electoral Court, is confirmed in all its parts. The Blue List, which supported Mariela Jimenez and Aubrey Dawkins, challenged last June the result that gave Rafael Rodriguez Cortes as the winner as president of the Youth Secretariat of this group. The Third Administrative Electoral Court accepted the annulment claim against the resolution that proclaimed the Yellow List as the winner in the election process of last April the 24th and ordered to carry out the partial elections. The Otro Camino movement, known as MOCA, became on Wednesday the ninth political group constituted in the country, so it will be able to participate in the general elections of May of 2024. Through the bulletin of the Electoral Court, the decision of the entity was known and resolution number 22 of the 23rd of June of this year was published, which recognises the existence of MOCA, which was founded by former independent presidential candidate Ricardo Lombana. The aforementioned resolution also orders the registration of MOCA in the political party registration book of the General Secretariat of the Electoral Tribunal, as well as its fundamental documents adopted in the Constitutive Convention, which was held on the 22nd of May this year. That resolution bears the signature of the magistrates Heriberto Larruz, Alfredo Juncker and Eduardo Valdez, together with Maitha Varela de Doran, who is General Secretary of the entity. In addition, the bulletin details the rules that govern the organisational chart of the party and its regulations, such as those established for its conventions. Lombana is also recognised as President and Legal Representative of MOCA. In addition, the symbols and statutes, Declaration of Principles, Government Programme, Code of Ethics and the National Board of Directors were approved. The Ministry of Health once again extended the presentation of economic proposals for the multi-million dollar tender for the construction of the new National Oncology Institute, the ION. Now it will be on the 8th of August of this year at 10 a.m, according to a new report on the Panama Compra portal. It would be now the fourth time that the date for submitting proposals has been postponed. At first it was scheduled for the 28th of April, then they set a new date of May the 31st. Before the established day was fulfilled, the ministry announced a new extension and set July the 7th as the date, at the request of the consortiums interested in the project. This hospital project includes study, design, construction and maintenance of one of the most anticipated works in the country, such as a new structure that houses the Oncology Institute. The reference price is $434.8 million, according to the tender documents. The National Authority for Public Services, ASEP, will announce today the adjustment of the electricity rate for the second half of this year, which runs from July the 1st to December the 31st. This means that the institution will effectively announce the rate regime when it's already come into force. The norm establishes that the rate adjustments are in force every 6 months, from January the 1st and July the 1st of each year. To do this, ASEP must convene a public forum on the rate based on the prior information sent by the distribution companies ENSA and Naturgy. For this second semester, it is expected that the adjustment would occur in the so-called variation by fuel and would have a greater impact on those consumers who are not subsidised and whose bill are above 750 kilowatt hours per month. It is an announcement about a decision already made in which there is no opportunity for debate, says Giovanni Fletcher, lawyer and president of the Panamanian Institute of Consumer and User Law. The issue is even worse because under the transparency rule, that's Law 6 of the 22nd of January of 2002, when these acts that involve the increase in the rates take place, the ASEP should announce in advance the decision on which one is going to be the rate increase, including what mechanism it will use, says Fletcher. It was added that having identified this, the entity must set a date for disclosure. Unfortunately, the model that ASEP began to embrace implies a mere announcement of how much the increase will be, not even allowing questions and consultation from citizens about the increase, added Fletcher. Given the forecast of bad weather for the next few days with the yellow alert decreed by the National Civil Protection System, CINEPROC, the Regional Directorate of the Ministry of the Environment of Chiriquí, Mi Ambiente, temporarily suspended access to the protected areas of this province. In a statement from Mi Ambiente, it is explained that the measure is taken considering the warning about the instability of the weather in the region, due to the collateral effects of the passage of Tropical Cyclone 2 for the next few days. The restrictions came into force as of Wednesday morning. Now, according to the projection issued by the Hydrometeorology Directorate of the Electric Transmission Company, that's ETESA, the cyclone would be near Panama this Friday, heading for Nicaragua. But it is warned that the effects will begin to be felt in the next few hours. Mi Ambiente maintains its park rangers and units of the National Ecological Police stationed in the Volcan Barú National Park, the Gulf of Chiriquí National Marine Park, La Amistad International Park, and in the Playa La Barqueta Agricola Wildlife Refuge to guarantee compliance with this preventative measure, explain Crisley Quintero, Regional Director of the entity. Likewise, it is highlighted that the decision seeks to mitigate the adverse effects that could be generated in the coming hours by the increase in rainfall, with a high probability of flooding and landslides. Mi Ambiente reported that the measure will be lifted when the weather conditions are favourable for hiking, which will be communicated in a timely manner. And that's about it. Those are some of those things that are relevant to us in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you this morning on The Breakfast Show.